Okay, so you know, this is our project server. If you go to the databases and click on project admin, this is where the data is that you need to import in your project. Go under tables, and here you will see Amazon XML. Can you read? Can you read on the screen? At Microsoft, can you read on the screen?
Yep.
Okay. So this is Amazon XML. You can look at the columns. There are very few. There is an ID, like the key. There is genre, which I can tell you is an integer, 1, 2, 3, 4, and this integer represents the genre of that particular DVD or CD. And then there is this column called XML. So I already prepared the queries. I don't know, I didn't quite trust myself at 9 o'clock to write correct combinations of SQL and XPath expressions. But they're actually quite simple. Can you see this query here? As usual, the first thing you do about a table, you ask what's in. So select star from the table Amazon XML. And since I know the data is big, I'm going to select only the genre equals one. So let's run it. And we get exactly what we had initially. So here is a genre equals one. So we know that. This is the ID of the product. The real interesting part is here. This is the XML field. So I clicked on one of them. I have no clue where I'm coming from. Anyway, I clicked on one of them, and instead of having this tiny varchar, we get this huge XML document. This is what you're importing. This is the description of just one single product. And you can spend several minutes trying to figure out what it is. The interesting information is further down. It's somewhere here. This is called, it's an element called item attributes. And there is an author, Johnny Cash. So this is the author of this product. Now you need to click around to figure out exactly how to get you to author if you were to write an XPath expression. But there is a shortcut. How can you get quickly to this to the author element?
Slash slash.
So let's try this in the second X query, which is this one here. So as an exercise, let's try to find all the authors in all the elements, in all the authors in all tuples in this table. So let's read this expression here. It says from Amazon XML, where genre equals one, because I know there are too many, return the ID and return the XML field on which we apply the query /author. So let's run it. So every single tuple from the initial table will occur how many times in the result? Just once, because this is standard SQL syntax, right? Every tuple in Amazon XML will be returned exactly once. But inside that tuple, we compute all the authors, we extract all the authors from the XML field. So if you look here, we find how many authors? Many. Because there were many authors in that particular product. The first one is Johnny Cash, then Wynona Judd. Do you know them? Wynona Judd. Thank you. Patsy Bale Cox. So probably you know them much better than I do. I'm a little bit old-fashioned. Okay, notice that this is one single row. This is probably not what you want, right? What you want, you would like to you would like to create a new row out of each of these elements. Now this is not that easy, and for this we need the other method called note. So this is my third query, which this is the one that I really have a hard time getting right. The other one's very easy, but here is the syntax for nodes. So we take start from the from clause. We go to the Amazon XML table, and then we say cross apply XML.nodes. This is like saying compute the set of nodes that you get by running author/text. Okay. Unfortunately, I can't draw now, but I will do this once we switch. So for this means we have a first table, which was Amazon.xml, and here for every tuple we have a second table, which is given by this set of nodes. The set of nodes that are obtained by selecting all the authors. We need to give a name to this set of nodes, and that name has two parts. There is a name for the entire table. The entire table is called R, and then there is a name for the content, the XML attribute of this table. It only has one XML attribute, and that's NREF. And these names is something you can choose. We never need R later. I don't know why it's even considered R. We only need NREF, the attribute name. So here is how we use it. So NREF now refers to one single author. And to it, we apply not the query method, but we apply the value method. And if you run this query, then we get what we need. No, we get an error. Why did we get an error? I see now. It was selected. So now we get what we need. Look at the ID 72. It appears as many times as many authors we had. Okay, let's play with this. What happens if instead of value here, I write query? And I need to delete the data type. What will I get now? So I will get the same answer, but now these are XML values. What's the difference? If you were to store this in your table, your own tables might have an author field which is of type varchar or nvarchar. It will not accept XML, because XML can have an arbitrary structure. You need to have a string there. So this is why you need value. You need value to convert, to coerce that value into XML, into the right data type. The cross apply, I'm sure, is still mysterious. What happens if I delete text here from cross apply? Not a big deal. Then we get the author part of it. But in the meantime, maybe you had more time to think about what it does. So Amazon XML is a table. What this says is it says for every tuple in this table, run this XPath expression and compute the set of nodes. And now every single node becomes a new tuple. So the set of nodes becomes a local table called R, and we iterate now over R as we did as it were a separate table. So now for every single node we have a new instantiation of the from clause, and this is why we get many answers in the select clause. This is why we get the same product 72 many times, once for every author. Okay, Let me play a little bit. I want you to do something sweet here. So I want to do this. I want to go to I want to say /*, and then check that there is an OSEP child. What do we get now? How many times will we get 72? Same number of times, more or less? Did I close this correctly? No, it's closed. Let me actually make it. Let me make it even more complex. I'm going to leave it like this. We get it fewer times, because now we essentially bind to the parent of all those authors. So let's run it. So we get 72, actually we get it quite a number of times, because the parent was different. But I'm sure that if we repeat this enough times, then we'll get it. Let me do this. Well, it doesn't like me tonight. So it means that all those authors, they have common ancestors, but they are common grandparents, not parents. And then we get 72 only once. Okay, what I would like to ask you is to invite you to play with it. You need it for the project anyway. You will not import the entire data, but only some views, right? They have some views. Where are those views? Can you remind me?
The
view,
the genre that they choose for the project.
I mean,
each group, they choose the
genre.
Just in the views.
In the views, right. So you need to click on views. So now every team has its own view, and you import the data from there. That data is a subset of the big data based on genre. So we'll end up having different data sets. Okay, this is one X query X pass interpreter. And again, I haven't shown you X query yet. I will show you just briefly today before we leave. But there is a second way in which we can use X query and X pass. Namely, as a native, as a standalone interpreter over an XML document. And I'd like to show you that too. That is Galax. So how do you get here? In the homework, which is already posted, you will find a pointer to a tutorial. So if you go to the homework, somewhere there you will find. So that's the new homework, but it's actually it's an old version. So you'll find the newer version posted. So somewhere there, you'll see this assignment tools, XQuery Galax. This is a pointer to the Galax website, and there are two small tutorials. Click on the tutorial using Galax on Windows. And this walks you step by step on what how you can try out Galax. Try to do all the steps and look at them. They will help you. So the small examples here were chosen with something in mind to help you for the next homework. So let's see, what does it do? It says that we need to go to O and move into this directory. So let me go there. So I'm actually already there. Okay, so this is O, and then we go to CSE courses. In this case, it would be CSE 544, but I'm going to stick to the old one because I know it's there. And then Galax. You just follow the instructions. Now here, you just look at the files. Do it here. Can you see? Not so well. So I'm going to tell you what's interesting here. There is the data set, mondial, which is right here, .xml. That is a data that we will use in the next homework. It's a data, it's a geographical data. It's pretty messy. This is how XML data is supposed to be. It's supposed to be redundant, missing the data items, conflicting data items, you name it. You will need to write queries over this data. Don't worry too much about repairing it or cleaning it. Just any answer is fine. Any reasonable answer. Let's look at it. Type mondial. Ooh, this is not what I meant. How do you say in how can I say in Windows to type
more.
So it has more, yeah. Good. So look, it's data about countries. There is a country here which has an attribute name, it's Albania. There is a capital, and so on and so on. The capital is not Tirana. It's not the right name, but it's a foreign key. So you need to figure out by looking at the data how to find the corresponding key. So the homework asks you to write 10 simple queries over this data. In this tutorial, if you look in the directory, there are two queries, Q1 and Q2. Let's look at them. They are really simple. So Q1 is a simple X query example. We haven't discussed X query yet, but it's simple to see what it does. It says 4X in document mondial .xml. And now comes the next pass expression. It says slash mondial slash country slash city slash name slash text return. And in the return clause in X query, we can construct a new type of element. This is, we construct a C element and we stick in the value of X, of $X. Now, how do we run it? So again, you consult the tutorial, which I need to do too. Namely, you run it by running galax min gw /bin/galax run. So let's do this. So galax should be min w bin galax. Is this the right one? No, should be galax run. Okay, and now we type the name of the query file. It only needs the query file Q1 because the actual data is inside the query. So we run it and we get an answer. Oops, we get lots of answers. That's what this this example does. And then you look at the second file, and there in the second file you'll see something that you really need in the homework, which is, well, it's not here, I need to type it. So type Q2. You see this function, fn colon string. This shows you how to take an attribute and convert it into a string. And when you get confused about your attributes not ending up in the right place, remember, come back to these examples. They have all the information that you need. They show you how to deal with attributes. Okay, so you have seen two ways in which you can run XPath expression, the next query, using SQL Server. You need this in the project, and using Galax, and you need this in the homework. So, are there any questions?
Yeah.
If not, then I would like to go back and talk about XQuery. Okay. So, going back, let me string this.